Let's get right into it, shall we?
Alright.
Okay. So, when I asked you about your hometown, you mentioned Santa Clarita, and, like, how your teachers sort of exposed you to racism just because of, like, the way you are. And you mentioned, you said the phrase, you like the people that look like you. And so I was just wondering, like, do you have any stories that you could talk about that, like, really help you see that, that really show that you saw that in Santa Clarita?
Did I say that? I don't remember. stories.
Like, I don't know, like, did you get, like, worse treatment, like, compared to, I don't know, your white students?
Yeah, like, in passing things. Like, there wasn't any, like, specific, like, oh my god, like, dude, that's, like, racist, but it was, like, you know, like, slight things, like, she favored certain students more,
right.
And, like, this is kind of stupid, but, like, one thing I remember is, like, you know, when they give you, like, gold stars and stuff, like, if you're a really good student, like, I never got one of those.
Really?
Like, I remember, yeah. But, like, one of my classmates, she was white and she had blonde hair and blue eyes and stuff. She got them, like, every day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I was, like, a really good kid. Like, I never got in trouble.
Uh-huh.
And I flew around and, like, I never got, like, a gold star.
Wow.
Like, ever. Yeah. It's just, like, it's, like, kind of stupid. But now that I look back, like, I kind of look at it differently.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But also, it was just kind of, I can't remember specific instances, but there are definitely times when, like, friends would say stuff that, like, about, like, Asians or, like.
Right.
Or, you know, because also, but you can't blame them because they're kids.
Yeah.
And they don't know better, but, like, those kind of small things.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of, yeah. So, but, like, now looking back, it's, like, I can definitely see that there was, it's not, like, it wasn't malicious, though. It was just kind of ignorance, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
You also mentioned that students bought gift cards for their teachers, and Catherine's asking that I ask about that, like, what's the gift card comment about, but, like, in my opinion, I kind of think that's already outrageous. Like, buying gift cards for teachers. Anyway, what does, like, buying gift cards for teachers mean to you?
I don't know. I think, well, like, personally, I would buy gifts for my teachers, but that's because, like, I really appreciate them.
Uh-huh.
And right now, the school that I'm going to, I've been with my teachers for, like, 3 years, going on 4 years, so, like, definitely I would give them gifts and stuff just to appreciate them. I don't know, I guess but if you're a kid and you're doing that, it's kind of, like, the parents' way of saying, like, can you look after my kid? Like,
right.
It's kind of.
You think it's sort of, like, a bargain?
Kind of bargain, but, like, I don't know, it's, like, a way to say thank you while also saying, like, you know, but also, like, you know, like, well, something. I guess it's kind of a bargain.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to, like, label it, because, you know, it could be innocent.
Right.
But I don't want to label it as, like, totally, like, they were bribing the teacher, you know, it's not
like that.
Yeah. So. But even, like, but I guess, like, that kind of giving culture is, like, anywhere, because, like, even in Korea, like, richer parents will, like, give teachers money and stuff, and, like, those kids will be treated a little bit better.
Right.
They'll be, like, they'll get in trouble a little less, they'll, like, you know, be graded a little less harsh.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know, that's just, yeah, I don't know, that's just, like, something.
Okay. You mentioned that you live in Little Bangladesh, so I just need, like, a little more, like, simple information, like, where is it, what's it like there, You also mentioned feeling like a little unsafe sometimes, so maybe you could go a little more in depth about that.
Little Bangladesh is basically just like right outside of Koreatown.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the same a little bit. Yeah, but there's, but like in the block that I live in, like usually in Koreatown, there's like a Korean store in every street. But in the like area that I live in, there's like no Korean shops. Yeah, it's all Hispanic or Bangladesh owned. And so that's kind of different, I guess. Uh-huh. But that's not a big deal. But yeah, I feel like living here is the same as it would be in any other part of Koreatown. Yeah. Just a little bit more, because, like, actually, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's the same.
So, like, are there any instances that made you feel unsafe, like, living in Little Bangladesh?
Well, it's just because at night, I don't know if it's gunshots or, like, what. I mean, lately it's been fireworks, but, like, before that, like, I wouldn't know what the loud noises were, but also when I'm walking home, like, I definitely wouldn't go out at night.
Right.
Yeah, and when I'm, but there's a lot of, there's been a lot of, like, I don't want to say foreigners, but, like, non-Hispanic and non-Korean and non, like, black, like, African-Americans and white people moving in. Like, there's been a lot of, so I guess that's kind of gentrification, but I don't think gentrification is necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I know it pushes people out and stuff, but I feel like it makes neighborhoods safer.
Uh-huh.
Wait, what was the question again? I'm sorry.
It was just if you, like, why you felt unsafe in Little Bangladesh.
I don't know. I guess it's just, like, I've just been conditioned to think, like, L.A. is dangerous. Like, I shouldn't go out at night.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, L.A. is dangerous, and, like,
yeah.
You know, you see the news and you hear stories and stuff, so. Yeah, it's more like, yeah, because, you know, growing up in, like, the city, like, your parents are always like, dude, like, it's dangerous outside, don't go outside,
yeah.
And stuff. So, like, you kind of learn to be distrustful of your surroundings. So, yeah. That's more like, it's not, like, specific instances. It's more like a general idea, like, it's dangerous.
Just, like, your parents, like, made you feel like it's dangerous. I mean, not that it's just, like, your parents saying that it's dangerous. It's just that, like, yeah, you've been raised to feel.
Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned going to meet family in Florida, and you compared the cleanliness of Florida to Koreatown, and you said that it was extremely clean.
Yeah.
So Catherine's asking that I ask you, like, in what way, like, how, in what way is Florida cleaner than Koreatown?
Oh, okay. So there's, like, no trash on the streets, like, zero, like, there's really no trash, and, you know, even in L.A., like, the streets and the sidewalk, they're kind of dirty. Like, they're stained, like, there's dirt, but, like, in Florida, yeah, but in Florida, there's, like, nothing. It's, like, it was just paved over. It's really, really clean.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's all the rain, or I mentioned that, right? Yeah. It's, like, and the air is clean.
Really? Like, in Florida?
Yeah. The air is super, like, like, it's super humid, but it's clean.
It doesn't smell like pollution or something.
Yeah, it doesn't smell in Florida. Like, in L.A., like, when you're walking around, like, you smell all kinds of things, you know? Like,
right.
like urine, and then, like, this poo, and then, like, gasoline smell and stuff. But in Florida, it's just, like, there's no smells. It's just, like, the smell of clean air.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, Florida is just, yeah, it's like a like, when you picture a suburban town, like, in movies and stuff, like, that's what it looks like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And for my last question, can you describe two specific places that are, like, important to you, like, what they mean to you, and, like, talk about it? Like, you already mentioned Ubatuba. But are there, like, two other places that really mean a lot to you now that you've been in Koreatown for, like, 10 years or so?
Hmm. I think the bowling alley, Chateau Bowling Alley, that's definitely, I've made a lot of memories there with friends.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, because we used to go there a lot. And I used to go there, like, I've been going there since I was a kid, with, like, my school and with family and with other friends. So, like, I don't know, it's always just kind of been there.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know the whole block with Madame and, like, the plaza next to it? Mm-hmm. Like, with the pool place and, like, that whole area. Yeah, that place is really... I've made a lot of memories there, too. Like, I spend a lot of time in those areas with friends. And it's kind of like the go-to place, you know? Like, when you're hanging out with people. Like, you'll eat at Madang, and then you'll go play pool, and then you'll have dessert at Uba, and then, you know, like, you'll just go around, like, just within that two blocks, like, you can do so much.
There's so much, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, those two blocks, too.
Nice. Well, that's everything I've got. Thank you so much.